the majority, are they always right?
Answers with Ken Ham, a founder of the Answers in Genesis Ministry and the new Creation Museum. Well, Ken, I know of many instances where the majority of people used to believe something, but modern science eventually found that they were wrong. How does this apply to the creation-evolution controversy?
Well, there have been many examples where the majority view has been proven to be wrong. For example, doctors once believed that they didn't need to wash their hands before doing an operation, but the majority were wrong, and countless people died. At one seminar, a pastor said to me, "But how can you believe in a young earth when the majority of scientists believe it's billions of years old?" I replied, "Well, Pastor, just because the majority believe it doesn't mean it's true." He then said, "I know that, but surely the majority couldn't be that wrong." I then stated, "Pastor, the Bible tells us there are more on the broad way than the narrow way." But this man insisted. He said, "But surely the majority of scientists couldn't be that wrong." I finally responded by saying, "Well, remember, Pastor, the majority of scientists in Noah's day didn't survive the flood either." The majority opinion should never be used as a basis for determining truth. The only absolute authority we have is the Word of God. That's the basis for determining truth.
What's the truth about dinosaurs? Is evolution really the best explanation for their appearance and then disappearance? Ken Ham provides the answer in his free dinosaur booklet, which you can find easily on our website, answersradio.com.